This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. From Mabadu, my brothers and sisters, I'm sitting here on the edge of the lagoon on this isthmus with sea on both sides, and there's a pelican sitting on the tree. And this pelican is sitting in a position where I can't seem to get close enough to get a good picture. And if I move back, I almost fell into the sea. So I have the option of falling into the sea on the left or falling into the sea on the right. I don't think that's a great option. So the lesson is that if you buy a camera with a lens, with a fixed focal length, then this is an issue. Lesson to learn. Think of all these possibilities before you step in, take any step. Now, that having been said, what I want to say to you is that I want to talk about the subject of justice. Because we have been seeing huge injustices of a magnitude that I personally never thought that I would ever see in my life. And I certainly hope I never see them. I hope that I see this injustice which is happening right now as we speak. I hope I see it finished and ended once and for all. And the Zalimun, the unjust, the oppressors brought to book. I hope I see that in my, not just my lifetime, but immediately, as soon as and quickly as possible. And then, of course, when we say that quickly as possible with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no question of possible. If Allah wishes, it can happen instantly. Kun fayakun is ishan. I want to say to you that justice is not natural. There is no justice in nature. For example, lions which are hunting don't say, only one of us must hunt one antelope. We must be just. Instead, three lionesses will go for the herd of impala and stampede it into a shallow ravine in which the other four are waiting. As the impala stampede down the ravine, they attack them in the most energy efficient way possible, and one or two of the impala die. Only because they were on the outer edge of the group. The zebra calf, for example, at birth, imprints the stripe pattern on the hindquarters of his mother, not because he likes abstract art, but because if he can't find his mother in the herd of a million migrating animals, no other zebra mother will nurse him, even though she may be nursing her own calf. If he cannot find his mother, he will die. When a wildebeest cow, for example, is giving birth and she is spotted by a pack of hyena, they don't say to each other, let's see how we can help her. They say, wow, there's a free meal. It is natural, for example, to leave the elderly to die. There are some, well, I don't know if you should use the term culture, but there are some people in the world who do that, who take their elderly who cannot take care of themselves anymore. Maybe they have Alzheimer's, maybe they have Parkinson's or something, and they cannot contribute physically, materially to the society, to the tribe. They take them out and leave them in the night, and the hyenas and the lions get them. That is natural. It is natural to care only for your own young, like lions and elephants do. It is natural to kill all the young in the pride when a new male lion takes over, so that his genes will be transmitted. The mothers who had been nursing those babies don't object. They come into estrus immediately and mate with the new lord and master. Justice is not natural, but justice is the single most prominent sign of civilization. Anthropologist Margaret Mead, and this is ascribed to her, was asked by a student what she considered to be the first sign of civilization in a culture. She said, when I discovered a skeleton with a fractured femur which had healed, I could see where the broken bone had healed and fused back. They asked her why. She replied, in nature, when an animal breaks a femur, it is death. It's a death warrant. The femur is the main big bone, the thigh bone. It's a death warrant because it can't run, it can't hunt, or neither can it escape hunters. It dies or it's killed. A broken femur that healed means that there was someone who took care of that individual until the bone healed. That was the beginning of civilization. Believe me, I wept when I read that, as I weep now, because it reminded me of how barbaric we have become. It reminds me that all the veneer of education and sophistication is just that, a veneer. Beneath it lies the barbarian, the unjust, the real savage who will kill children who are not his own, who will rape and plunder if he can do it with impunity, who needs force to render him harmless. So are we truly civilized? Are we really civilized? To be civilized is to be self-regulated. To be civilized is to care for others. To be civilized is to be self-regulated. To be civilized is to care for others. To be civilized, to care for others who don't matter to us in any material, urgent way. Not just others, others who are poor. Others who, if we don't care for them, it will not harm us or cause us any material inconvenience immediately. To be civilized is to do what is right, not because it is convenient or profitable or safe, but to do it because it is right. To be civilized is not to eat well, but to ensure that nobody goes to bed hungry. To be civilized is not to wear good clothes and live in palaces, but to ensure that nobody is naked and living on the street. The principle on which this self-regulation is based is called justice. Justice is not natural. Justice is the basis of being civilized, because to be civilized is not natural. It's a reflection of the divine, because the source of justice is the divine. Justice is evidence that we have a creator who loves us and is concerned for us, and so taught us how to self-regulate our natural desires in a way that results in safety and caring for all of us. Justice is the criterion on which we will be judged when at the end of our lives we will meet the one who gave us that law. It is the law that Allah gave us when He commanded in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْحَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In Surah An-Nahl, the ayat which we hear in practically every Jumu'ah, every khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands justice and excellence, mercy, forgiveness, and courtesy and kindness to close relatives. He forbids indecency, shamelessness, wickedness, and aggression. He forbids oppression. He forbids rebelliousness. He instructs you, so perhaps you will be mindful. This is a world of cause and effect. If you want to change an effect, you must address its cause. Peace is an effect. Its cause is justice. Without justice, peace can never be established. Without justice, any apparent peace is only a recess between wars. There are two truths about justice which we all know very well. One, injustice to one is injustice to all. Two, justice can never be established until those that are not affected by injustice are willing to stand up against it. The question is, what are we willing to do about establishing justice? We will do that only when we see how not establishing justice will come around to bite us.
I know that self-interest is not the most noble of motives, but I say that if that is what it takes for us to stand up against injustice, so be it. But stand we must for those who can't. Stand we must, because it is about us, not about them. The purpose of Islam is to establish justice in our lives, which begins with worshipping the one who created us. It begins with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In Islam, justice is the fundamental principle that emanates from the truth of equity between all human beings, that all human beings are equally precious in the sight of their Creator. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.